And if he couldn't talk right, you said he was...
Horse.
And if you do that, you have...
Coughed.
Huh?
He's got a cough.
Okay. And you say, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
stupid.
Okay.
Silly.
Do you ever use the word queer or quar?
Yeah. Queer.
Uh-huh. What does that word mean?
Funny daddy.
Uh-huh. Has that word changed meaning in the last few years?
Oh, I guess it did. Went from funny daddy to real funny daddy. Weird.
Like what?
Like queer with just using it as a phrase. It's just funny. You know, like stupid or something.
You said odd. So-and-so is queer.
But if you say it like people's queer, well, it's two same kind of people.
You mean homosexual?
Yeah.
What's the between a queer and a parent?
They're both funny daddies.
When you were growing up, when you first learned the word, did it mean homosexual or did it just mean sort of different?
Odd.
And say if you'd gotten someone's medicine, went in and still saw the medicine by their bed, you'd say, why haven't you?
Taking your medicine.
And they might say, I already
took some.
And someone who can't hear anything at all, you say that they're
deaf.
And if a man had been out at work and in the sun, he takes off his shirt, it's all wet, he'd say, look how much I
sweated.
And a lump that you get that has a core in it.
A boil.
Okay. Any other name for that?
Pimple.
What about the stuff that drains out?
Pus.
And in a blister, the stuff that drains out?
Just the water.
And you say a bee stung me and my hand...
swell up.
And my hand's still pretty badly.
Swollen.
And if a bee stings you, your hand will...
swell.
And if someone got shot or stabbed, you say you'd have to get a doctor to look at the...
wound.
And sometimes, you know, a wound won't heal back right, and it's got to be cut out or burned out.
Cauterized.
Yep. Uh-huh. Do you ever hear it called some kind of flesh?
Brown flesh.
Uh-huh. And if you have a cut on your finger, a brown...
scab.
A medicine you can put on it.
Oh. A cut? What kind of medicine you can stick on?
Yeah, it stings a lot. A brown...
Iodine.
Iodine's brown?
Okay.
I didn't know that. I was going to say methylate, but it's red. It stings, though.
What about a real bitter medicine that people used to have to take?
Ugh.
Quinine.
I don't know that.
Did you ever hear that? Quinine?
Quinine I heard of, but I never took any.
Uh-huh. And...
don't be it.
He said the doctor did all he could, but still the person...
died.
Okay. Any nicer ways?
He croaked.
Huh?
He croaked.
Okay.
What
about nicer ways of saying somebody...
passed on.
Uh-huh. You say, he's been dead a week and nobody knows yet what he died
of.
And where they bury people.
In a graveyard.
Any other names for that?
In a box.
Cemetery.
Cemetery.
Uh-huh.
Shut up, y'all.
What?
What'd you say, baby? Telling her she wasn't listening to you.
What about what they put the body in?
In a coffin.
Okay. And the ceremony is called a... so everybody went
to... oh, yeah, funeral. Funeral.
Okay. And if people are dressed in black, you say that they're in...
mourning.
And... on an average sort of day, if someone asks you how you're feeling, you tell them,
I'm pretty good.
And when you're getting old and your joints start hurting, you call
arthritis.
That?
Arthritis.
Arthritis. Okay. Any old-fashioned name for that?
Oh, my aches and joints.